questions. Now, just before the travel there, we were talking about foster caring. We've got two generations of one family who are all foster carers. But the question we were really asking was, if we need more foster carers, how much money should we be paying? Does anybody want to tell me how much they make out of it? In a ballpark figure. I'm not expecting you to give me your salary on air. Thomas.
Well, I wish it
is. The answer to that, I think, is no. Yes. But no, give us a ballpark figure. What sort of costs are covered?
The agencies provide a substantial amount of financial support for you to look after and nurture the child in the right way.
Mm-hmm.
I would encourage anybody who...
What's your definition of substantial?
I would encourage anybody who's looking to find out more specifics to contact the agencies directly.
I'm being serious here, though. If people are sitting at home going, I do have a couple of spare bedrooms and I am looking for something else to do with my time, there has to be a certain recompense that people would think about that for you. I wouldn't imagine anybody would do it for nothing.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and there is, and I know you're looking for specifics, but it varies.
So ballpark.
It varies from agency to agency. It varies on the child's age. It varies on the child's learning and development needs. So it wouldn't be right to give a ballpark. That's just one of the support mechanisms that the agencies give. They also provide very good training facilities for foster carers and support in the form of social work.
So I go for it.
The agency we work for are a charity. They're not profit making. So
they have to be mindful then about how much they're paying. Yes. And it's interesting because we did ask the Scottish Government about this, and the statement we got back was, at the moment, care payments are set and provided by local authorities or by the voluntary organisations they're working with. The Scottish Government are currently reviewing the payments, and that process is ongoing at the moment. So they didn't give us a figure either. I was just trying to get it out of you. Well done all for dodging it. I suppose, though, Thomas, you don't do it. You wouldn't just do it for the cash. It's too big an ask.
No,
for that.
Definitely not. What I would say is the payment does help, without a doubt. But, I mean, you've got to really be a special kind of person to go into this kind of field. It can be a bit daunting. I mean, it's not all a bed of roses.
I was going to say, there must be difficulties because kids are coming to you at very difficult points.
Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate. And I believe things are going to get worse in this climate. But...
You say things are going to get worse, there'll be more children needing care.
Yes.
I would say so, yeah.
Jane, how many foster children have you looked after?
Three.
Yeah.
We've done some respite as well.
There's a thing called respite as well. You can have a kid maybe for, I don't know, a couple of days, a couple of weeks, just to get other carers that are maybe going through a bit of difficulty and give them a wee break.
And to give people an idea, what's the worst thing that you've encountered as a carer and what's the best thing? Just so people can look at it and go, yeah, I could take the good with the bad.
Well, I would say the bad thing, if you've got a kid that is severely damaged, traumatised, it's a very, very difficult thing to take on. I mean, some of these kids are beyond repair. They've been damaged that much. But there's different categories of abuse, neglect, two different things entirely. The kids we've got, I would say, they've been more neglected rather than abused. And they've come on leaps and bounds. We've had them just coming up just under 6 years. And it's absolutely...
Doesn't sound like fostering. That sounds like adoption.
They're just part of the family now. They've integrated into the family, our way of life. We absolutely love it. I wish I'd done it earlier. And two lovely boys, and if you can get that, I mean, it's fantastic. You can't beat it.
Yeah.
You can't beat it.
In terms of anybody who's sitting thinking, oh, well, actually, it is difficult, and I do have to be aware of the fact that I'm bringing a young child in to mix with my children, what's that like, Paul?
Yes, it's difficult. It's difficult, so you've got to be prepared for that. However, the support that you get through your agency support worker really, really helps to prepare you.
Does it change the dynamic in the family, though, if you already have kids and then you bring in more children who have greater needs?
It can do. I mean, the reality is you're going to have to make little changes to your lifestyle, and there are going to be challenges. But I've found that the best way when a child comes into your care, the best way is to try and not to be consciously making fundamental changes. Allow the child to fit into your dynamics. Because it's more natural that way.
They just get used to being in a normal family, whatever normal means when it comes to families.
Exactly.
Well, that's actually what they crave, normality. And if you can give that to them, they'll,
yeah,
you know, they'll...
They'll thrive.
They'll prosper.
Lovely. Thank you so much for all of you for coming in. That's Thomas and Jane Christie and their son Paul Christie, all of whom are fostering at the moment. Thank you very much indeed for your time.
Thank you.
Mornings on BBC Radio Scotland.